Thank you, Mr. Chair. The advances in science and technology, from useful domestic appliances to great transportation systems, wonderful products of God-given human creativity, as says the Pope, when directed to truly helping people live with more dignity and less suffering, have contributed greatly to improving the quality of human life. Yes, such technological progress inevitably also has an impact on weapons and the nature of conflict. A stark reality, particularly evident in weaponry, is that such rapid advances have often outpaced thoughtful development of human responsibility, values, conscience, and international humanitarian law. The historical experience of regulations and prohibitions of certain weapons best illustrates this reality. Tragically, the international legal frameworks came too late and only after grave human tragedies had taken place. Mr. Chair, if a cautious preventive approach is not pursued with regards to emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems, we may not escape this very same irrational trend of lagging behind. The risks are far too many and the consequences too profound and far-reaching to be ignored. Please allow me to elaborate on some of them for the benefit of our discussion. An autonomous lethal system necessarily gives way to a certain unpredictability of actions. This is particularly grave when laws may have self-learning and self-programmable capabilities. That is, they may at some point perform unforeseen actions, escaping the predicted area of evolutions and thus contradicting the objective set by the responsible human agent. Such unpredictability inherently entails the impossibility to fulfill requirements under international humanitarian law at all times, as this unpredictability could, for instance, deviate into behavior targeting civilians to maximize military interests in direct violation of the principle of the distinction. Respect and application of laws or principles require timely underlying of judgment of particular situations that entail going well beyond algorithms. Legal and ethical decisions often require an interpretation of the rules in order to save the spirit of the rules itself. A machine can never be able to perform such tasks. The risk of concealing the true responsibility and the lack of accountability. In the use of laws, there is a certain degree of hypocrisy. One actually tends to cause lethal effects or damage without giving the impression of being personally engaged. The autonomous robots create a true technological screen. They may remove the cause and effect of an act of war. The disappearance or concealment of the human agents is problematic, not only from the point of view of ethics and responsibility, but also from the point of view of the foundation of law. In this regard, it would be dangerous to consider an electronic personality for the robot, be it civilian or military, or to give it its legal status as human person. Responsibility rooted in legal personality should only be exercised in presence of a certain capacity for freedom. Freedom is more than autonomy. Third, in the absence of preventive actions in the international level, the immediate military interest or laws poses the risk of stimulating their development. Indeed, as in the case of nuclear deterrence, a vicious spiral of arms race is likely to occur in the long term, which would cause dangerous instability in the global level. Mr. Chair, my delegation wishes to stress the fact that being cautious about the research and development of laws does not mean being opposed to the production of research for science and technology applications in the civilian field. However, to argue that given the intrinsic dual use of nature of artificial intelligence, a prohibition of laws would hinder the development and use of robotic technology for civilian purpose in the contradiction with the successful examples of the promotion of international cooperation and exchange of scientific and technical information, for instance, within the framework of the Chemical Weapons Convention and the Biological Weapons Convention. In conclusion, we must then make sure to develop a great awareness of responsibility in those who are developing robotic technologies that are becoming increasingly autonomous. We must convince ourselves of the priority of ethics over technology, of the primacy of the human person over things. In this context, the discussions on laws cannot be detached from humanitarian ethical foundations. Hence, the dialogue between ethicists, scientists, engineers, and also theologians becomes not just an interesting endeavor, but also a common and shared mission of the interest of mankind. Thank you, Mr. Chair.